Whatever the laws may provide, however lofty may be their sentiments, a man without a vote is a man without protection. President Lyndon B. Johnson. Prologue. Monday, March the 30th, 2015. Pevensey, United Kingdom. The sharp creak of the wooden stair underfoot sounded like a rifle shot in the darkness, causing Neil Knapp to jump slightly. He instinctively moved his foot sideways on the step and stopped still, then listened for any movement on the upper story of the old building, even though he was virtually certain nobody was there. Nothing. No sounds. He knew there was no danger of the alarm sounding, because he had skillfully disabled it on his way into the property through a rear window. He was also sure it would not have been switched on if anybody was there. He stood for a moment, ran a hand through his mop of iron-grey hair, and tugged at the thin rubber gloves he had put on before entering. Then he continued up the stairs, now planting his feet wide at the edges of the steps, where they were less worn and hopefully less likely to creak. Even if nobody was there, he still wanted to avoid making a noise. The building, a 650-year-old former mint house that had been converted into a high-end antiques dealership, was among the oldest in the historic village of Pevensey. It stood just a few yards across High Street from Pevensey Castle, the remains of a fort originally built by the Romans in AD 290 and massively expanded by the Normans following their invasion of England in 1066. Knapp reached the top of the stairs and paused again. He coughed heavily and then felt a sneeze coming. He tried to stifle it, but failed to get his handkerchief out of his pocket quickly enough. The noise echoed around the building, and he cursed inwardly as he blew his nose. He always seemed to come down with some kind of heavy cold as winter turned into spring. He knew from a previous reconnaissance visit to the dealership exactly where he needed to go. The business owner had installed a wall safe in the large office on the southwestern corner, and inside it were the four objects he had been commissioned to steal. He had done a slight double take when the request came to him. Never before had he been asked to steal wooden ducks. But these were no ordinary wooden ducks. They were finely carved decoys that were destined for sale at Sotheby's auction house the following Friday, each with an estimated valuation in excess of £200,000. They all dated back to between 1915 and 1920, and were produced by Elmer Crowell, a master carver from East Harwich, Massachusetts. Their current owner, a friend of the dealer whose property Knapp was now in, was sending them to auction with the aim of taking a big profit on his original investment. However, Knapp's client, based in Amsterdam, had heard on the grapevine about the imminent sale a few days earlier and had called him. It wasn't the first such request from that particular client. Within a couple of minutes, Knapp had used his set of picks and rakes to open the locked door to the office and had begun work on the safe door, which was hidden behind a hinged wooden panel. There was just enough illumination coming in through the window from a street light near the Royal Oak and Castle pub across the road, thus allowing Knapp to avoid using his flashlight. He coughed or sneezed occasionally as he worked, swearing out loud in his native Liverpudlian accent every time he did so. It took him 20 minutes of head-scratching work before the door of the safe finally swung open. Knapp saw the decoys immediately, all in thick, protective plastic packaging. He removed them and placed them carefully in his backpack. There were other items in the safe, including a small plastic bag containing what looked like old coins. Knapp hesitated for a moment, glancing up at a clock on the wall, which read 1:20 in the morning. Then he picked up the coins and pushed them into his backpack and zipped it shut.